The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's ready to rock and roll. The head coach of the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, Carolina football. Man, did it look electric? Or what? It always does at Williams-Brice. But if you didn't see the A&M game, the run game, the physicality against a physical team, Shane, congratulations, man, on an awesome win.
Appreciate that. Yeah, it was definitely an electric atmosphere, and that was a very physical team we were playing, and that was a very physical game for sure.
Coach, did you go in with the goal to run it as much as you did? I mean, you guys ran it down their throat, and that was the surprising thing for me, is to see them the week before, and they looked so stout against LSU, and then you go, okay, what's going to happen to South Carolina? Was that part of the plan going in?
Yeah, I mean, we knew it was going to be a struggle. That's a really good defense. That's a really good defensive line. I mean, all four of those guys on their defensive line are going to be high draft picks and play for a long time in the league. So we knew we needed to be creative with the run game and to be able to generate yards. Did I think we were going to go in there and run for almost 300 yards like we did? I'd be honest with you, probably not. But, you know, our guys did a great job, and we talked about it all week and challenged our ball carriers that we're going to have to break some tackles. And this defense is really good, and our offensive line, we need you to play great, but we also got to break some tackles, and our quarterback did a great job, running back did a great job, tight ends, receivers, and it was a great team effort.
Shane Beamer's with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know we spoke to you, I think it was last summer, Shane, and you had some injuries on the defensive line. You had guys that left in the portal. How were you able to turn things around? And, you know, did you find that balance between the portal and recruiting?
Yeah. One of the keys for us was to be able to keep so many of our top guys around here on the line of scrimmage, especially. Our top three defensive tackles, they are older guys that have been here since 2020 or 2021, and they all came back. We needed to get them some help because we did not have a lot of depth last year on the defensive line, so we were able to go to the portal and bring in a couple defensive linemen. We needed to get better at the edge position, being able to rush the passer, and we obviously went out and got a guy from right there in Atlanta, Kyle Kennard, that was at Georgia Tech last year, and Kyle's come in and had a elite season to this point, has done a great job, and then being able to pair him with a really talented freshman and Dylan Stewart, that changes your that makes your defensive line, who I think was already pretty good to begin with, a lot better. And then same thing on the offensive line. We return our center. He's an older guy, and we were able to bring in some portal guys to put around him as well, along with some talented true freshmen.
I think, Coach, first of all, you guys should have won against Alabama. Sorry, Bama fans. Secondly, you're a win away from a bowl, right? How much are you stressing that to the kids? And is this where you expect it to be? Because I said to Mike before you came on, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, you're doing a hell of a job. And I actually think, Coach, you know, you've overachieved from what people thought this might look like this year as you continue to build there. Did you expect to be where you're at?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. In our minds, we did. We were very confident going into the season, and I'm well aware that no one outside our program thought we were going to be worth a crap this year. I realize that. But also, we were very confident and going into the season because, I mean, we played some pretty good defense down the stretch last year. And, you know, we held Kentucky to 14 points. Clemson did not score an offensive touchdown against us last year. And we somehow lost that game. So we brought back everybody in our secondary except one corner who got drafted by the Patriots. We brought back our top two linebackers. We brought back our top three defensive tackles. We added some talented players around them. And then from an offensive standpoint, I know it was easy for everyone to look at it and say, well, you lost Spencer Rattler and Xavier Leggett, so you're not going to be very good. But it goes beyond that. We brought in a really talented running back and Rocket Sanders from Arkansas. We knew Lenore Sellers was going to be a really good quarterback, and we felt like we had gotten better on the offensive line. So, you know, as far as records and all that, I don't know what exactly we thought it was going to be going into the season. I knew we were going to be better than what people thought. And as far as getting bowl eligible this week, obviously that's always the goal. Whatever goals you have in the postseason, you got to get bowl eligible for the postseason first. But we haven't really talked about it. Our guys know we've really done more emphasizing of let's just go, you know, 1-0 this week. And that's always our mentality, one-game seasons. And I know it's cliche and all coaches say it, but that's really where we are. Let's go 1-0 this week. But we also know by going 1-0, we know what comes with that, and that's the chance to, you know, be bowl eligible. We'd be the first South Carolina team since 2011 to win three SEC road games, which is a huge accomplishment in this league. So we got a lot, certainly this weekend, that we know we can accomplish, but we also know it's going to be a big challenge because Vanderbilt obviously is having one heck of a season.
Right. It's a great story, man. Shane Beamer's with us. You talk to Kirby at all? I mean, I know the season gets busy. Do you still take – for those who don't know, Shane was on staff at UGA, Kirby's first 2 years in Athens.
Yeah, we text back and forth. You know, I learned a lot from him. He's a friend. He was one of the first people that texted me after the game the other night to congratulate us, and which I appreciate. And I don't spend a lot of time talking to anybody during the season other than high school recruits and my family. And I'm sure Kirby's right. The same way, but he's somebody that I've got so much respect for that I know I can pick up the phone and call if I ever have a question or want to bounce something off of him. And then we keep in touch through text just throughout the season and throughout the year.
By the way, as a follow-up, tell me you had some recruits at that game against A&M.
Yeah, did we? we had a bunch here as well, and it was a huge selling point for us, obviously. And then we had a lot of recruits that weren't at the game that watched the game on television that we heard from as well. So, you know, you could certainly feel the energy and excitement through the television screen, and it was great to have so many people watching that game. I think there were 6 million viewers that watched that game the other night, so a lot of people saw what Williams-Brice Stadium and Gamecock football is all about.
Coach, how are you navigating this NIL? I mean, I don't want to talk specifics, but I've talked to some coaches around college football, and they're like, this is tough, man. Like, you know, this isn't what we thought it might be. How do you feel about it? And I know you're in the midst of a season, but are you one of these coaches that feels like, hey, we still have to change some of this stuff to get it where it needs to be?
No, it's a challenge. There's no question about it. I mean, there's so many dynamics to it that all of us as coaches are still trying to figure out because we're all going through it for the first time. And everything is constantly changing, whether it be NIL coming into play, then it turns into, you know, different rules and laws in different states. Now there's revenue sharing coming to college athletics, and we're all, you know, going through this for the first time and trying to learn. It's certainly a challenge. It starts to me with bringing in great people into your program, recruiting really good kids, bringing in really good young men from the transfer portal so you get the right kind of guys in the locker room, and then just being honest with players and families and not over-promising and under-delivering, but just being very real and upfront and honest with guys as well. And You know, it's a challenge. There's no question about it, but there's a lot of...
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Really good that comes out of it as well. You just got to make sure you manage it the right way. It starts with the people you're bringing into your program.
Coach, you guys have shown that you can beat anybody in the SEC. It's Shane Beamer, but here comes Vandy.
Right.
And you talk about one of the surprise stories of the year. Coach, what do you see in this team on film as you're preparing for the Vandy game?
Yeah, they're doing a great job. You know, obviously it starts with the quarterback. He's come in, and what a great story he's been. And they go as he goes in so many ways. I mean, you can tell he is the leader of that team in all three phases. But they're just doing the things that you got to do to win games. You talk about the portal and all that. I mean, they've brought in some guys in the portal that have helped them, certainly the quarterback position, but an offensive lineman that's made them better on the line of scrimmage, a couple defensive linemen and a defensive back that have made them better on defense. And then, you know, I think Coach Lee's a great coach, and they've done a really good job of just doing the things that you have to do in order to win football games. They don't turn the ball over. They don't get penalized. I think they're the second least, or they I think they're the least. They're leading the SEC and not turning it over. They're the least penalized team in the SEC, and they lead the SEC in time of possession. So it reminds me so much, being at Virginia Tech with my dad, it reminds me so much of, you know, Paul Johnson's old Georgia Tech teams, because what Vandy's doing on offense, they're running some triple option elements. And they're able to control the ball. And it's just one of those games where, very much like when you played Georgia Tech with Paul Johnson, you weren't going to get a lot of plays and possessions on offense. And it's one of those things, you're playing pretty well, you feel like it, and then you look up in the fourth quarter and it's 20-14 and you're in a dogfight. And that's what they've done a great job of doing this year, and they've got really good players doing it as well.
Well, Shane, it's always great catching up with you, man. And I do love the fact that every time I watch a South Carolina game, at the end you're surrounded by cheering fans and state troopers. It's always a good look, man.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
That's a good thing. When the fans are cheering you and not booing you after games, that's a positive. Let's keep that rolling.
We have, Coach, just so you know, we have called Ray and told him you need a raise.
Okay.
Well,
we've started that process for you. Yeah, Ray Tanner is the AD there, guys. Go ahead, Coach.
Yeah, keep calling, but let's make sure we give some of that money to NIL, too. We need that all.
No doubt.
Get on the cockaboose.
Hey, Coach, right. Good luck this weekend. Keep doing it, man.
All right. You got it. Thanks, fellas. Go Gamecock.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.